hopefully there won't be. Maybe not at the start. Hopefully, though, you know, Philly fans will show up. They love their sports. And knowing Philly fans are going to choose a side at some point. And we're not concerned about that. We played some games late in the year, quite honestly, at Colorado. And even our Big 12 tournament game, everybody left at halftime. It was a late game. And obviously, we didn't play great in the second half, but we'll be okay with that. And I think, actually, last year, the start of our game, when we went out to warm up against BYU, they just cleared the building. There was no one in the building when we went to warm up. It was kind of a weird thing. So, but we won't talk a lot about that. But we've seen all different types of crowds. And I think by the end of the game or halftime, there'll be some energy in the building, which will help down the stretch.
John Wilson with KBT actually talked a little bit about it earlier, about the rematch of the first round. How unusual is it, and have you ever been through anything like this?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask the NCAA. I haven't been through it. I know there's some repeat games because teams win games and they play each other back-to-back seasons or, you know, every other. But that's the mainstay guys that come every year. But it's unusual. I was shocked. I think we all were. Our name came up first. I said, well, we're not playing that game. And then our name popped up. So after the initial shock, you're just so happy to be in it. Philadelphia's a great city. You know, I spent a year here. I'm really excited about being back and being in this building. So it's just a little bit easier to scout. So it's easier for both of us.
How are you? You guys actually asked about your year here under Larry Graham, what that was like in your memories of Philadelphia.
Well, my wife wanted to divorce me when we left, because we left Philadelphia for Jacksonville, Alabama. And it was crazy. But another year here was a great year for me, because I was with Coach Brown as a player. But it was a player-coach relationship. And then I was able to have a personal relationship with him, which meant a lot to me, which we still have today. And then to get back and doing what I really believed in and being around a guy that I believed in what he was doing, and it just gave me energy to continue coaching and try to be successful. So, you know, our relationship's strong today because of it. But it was a great experience. To me, the NBA is, you know, the best coaches in the world. I learned a lot in a short time. I was only here in 7 months. I actually left before the season ended. Wasn't very important to the staff, so I could get out on the job. But it was great. Just a great experience. We love Philadelphia, my wife, and I loved it here. And this was great being back.